It's got Iran written all over it. That's President Trump's assessment of the attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman this week. Frank Gardner is the BBC's security correspondent. Frank, what exactly do we know for sure happened to these two tankers in the Gulf of Oman?
Well, there's still some contradiction at exactly what form these attacks took. Video footage taken by a U.S. surveillance plane shows what the U.S. says is Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps commandos taking off, removing an unexploded limpet mine that they say was attached to the hull of the Japanese-owned tanker. But the crew of that tanker have told the media that they saw flying objects when they were hit yesterday morning. So that doesn't match. What we do know for certain is that both ships were hit seriously enough by explosions that caused fires that they had to be, their crew had to be abandoned. So it's a very serious sabotage attempt by somebody to intercept maritime shipping in one of the busiest maritime choke points in the world, through which roughly one third of the world's shipped oil moves every day.
It's incredibly vital. You mentioned that video that the U.S. military released. When you look at that video, what do you make of it? What do you see?
There's no reason to think it's not authentic. It shows a white patrol craft, which the U.S. military have identified as a Gashti, Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps maritime patrol craft, and quite a lot of people on it manhandling or appearing to manhandle an object onto it. So it would match with the U.S. account. Now, the Iranians have said, we didn't do this attack. We rushed to rescue everybody. We came to defuse the situation. And the Iranian view is that the Gulf is what they call Khalij-e-Fars, the Gulf of Persia, and that they are responsible for its security. They see the U.S. as being interlopers. They say, look, this is thousands of miles from your home. This is our backyard. We'll look after security here. That's not the way the Gulf Arabs see it. So countries like Saudi Arabia, UAE and Bahrain are very much in the U.S. camp. They are host to U.S. forces and U.S. bases, and they see Iran as an enemy.
You know this region really well. The Iranian government can say it's not us. Have there ever been rogue Iranian elements that could do something like this?
No, not really. I mean, it's almost like there are two Irans. So there is the front of house, which is the foreign ministry, the very smooth, well-educated, often bi- or trilingual diplomats. Then you've got the deep state, the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps. These people are the kind of massive 150,000-strong Praetorian Guard of the Islamic Revolution of 1979. They are exporting Iran's Islamic Revolution to places like Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and allegedly Yemen. Their forces have taken over control of the Iranian naval presence in the Gulf. They've pushed out the conventional Iranian navy and taken it over, and they've developed quite a sophisticated and effective flotilla of fast attack boats that use torpedoes, mines, missiles, drones, and they have done a lot of practice of covert sabotage operations. That's not alone enough to say that they did this, but certainly they know that they could never take on the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet in a face-on battle. I mean, it would be, you know, they'd be massively outgunned. So they have gone down the route of asymmetric warfare. They've got a lot of high-speed, shore-to-ship missiles, which would prove a real threat, for example, to U.S. warships.
Now, these attacks on these two ships, help us figure this out. What are the parts of this that we still don't know? What are investigators and observers still looking to find out?
We still need to know exactly what the weapon that was used, where did it come from, and who put it there? And ultimately, I suppose, why? The Iranians have said, well, why would we do it? We want to export our oil. This isn't helpful. Actually, in the short term, it is driving up the oil price, which temporarily helps the Iranian economy. But if there is a smoking gun found that actually ties this to Iran, it'll be very bad for Iran. The Iranians would say, well, we didn't do this, so it's got to be somebody else. And they've said this to me personally. It'll be somebody who wants to undermine our relations with the rest of the world, which I have to say are strained already. And don't forget that this came right at the time of the very important visit by the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to Iran, discussing the possibility of some kind of peace talks or kind of reconciliation between the US and Iran. Both sides have said the time isn't right for that. We're not interested.
Frank Gardner is the BBC's security correspondent. Thanks a lot, Frank.